Hello and welcome, everyone, to the FinServe podcast. I'm Jamie Hopkins. I'll be your host today. Dr. David is out today, but we'll hopefully be back on the next episode. He had a little bit of a procedure done, and so we're giving him a little bit of rest here today. But we love you and hope you're feeling better, my friend. Joined today on the show with two people that have been part of FinServe for a while now, Kellen Brown, who originally started on our advisory board and then shifted over to head up mentorship, and Meg Roberts, who has been part of FinServe and part of the mentorship program. So really excited to have you both on the show here today.
Thanks, Jamie. Yes, we definitely miss Dr. David, but we love having you. Meg, it's so good to see you.
So good to see you both. Thank you for having me.
Before we kick into the show and talk about mentorship and some of your stories, love to just have the, you know, kind of 15 to 30 seconds of who you both are. So I don't know, Meg, do you want to kick us off on that?
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. I'm Meg Roberts, and I'm currently a senior at the University of Colorado in Boulder. Right now I'm studying accounting and finance, and I have a minor in Chinese.
It's amazing. The Chinese piece blows my mind every time you say it, Meg. We'll talk about that. But I'm Kellen Brown. I'm a sales executive in the financial service industry. I have two little girls and based out of San Diego, California.
Well, yeah, I definitely want to hear the Chinese story too, because I don't know that one. So I get to learn new things here when I'm going through. Meg, I'll start with you. How did you get originally connected to FinServe and the mentorship program? I'd love to just hear a little bit about that background.
Yeah, this is a wonderful story. It starts out when Kellen and I met almost 2 years ago. We were just talking about this. We were both at a networking event in Denver, and she was actually speaking about mentorship at this event. And she invited a group of people out to dinner. I was one of them. We met at dinner and she exchanged her business card. And from then on, we just kind of formed a relationship and she really mentored me and introduced me to Julie, who then introduced me to FinServe. And that's how I became part of this organization.
What event was that that you were at? Do you remember?
Yeah, that was the Women Advisor Summit for Investment News.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great event.
We had, I think, Meg, what did we have, like 30 people at that dinner?
Yeah, it was a lot of people. And thankfully, I was sitting right across from Kellen. So I guess if I'd been sitting in a different seat, none of this would have been happening.
Yeah, so yes, fortuitous seating at the dinner led mm-hmm. to all this. That's awesome. And we'll come back over to that in a minute. And Kellen, what was your, I think I've heard this story before, but I asked Kate Healy on another episode about this, but what was your first mentorship experience, either as a mentee or mentor?
Yeah. Let's see which one I'm going to share. I would love to hear Kate's because I don't know hers either. We can go with the mentee side, because I think that's what kicked this all off, was this need and want to be able to make an impact on the next generation. And I joined a firm. It was the second job I had out of college. And a gentleman named Brett Musgrove really took me underneath his wing. And I didn't really understand that I was being mentored at the time. It was more of a, okay, I want you to do well in this role. I want to see you succeed. You know, this is how I manage. But it wasn't until I started realizing when he said to me, I don't actually have the tools to elevate you to the next level. I want to provide those tools for you. And that doesn't happen very often when you're that young, right out of college, starting your career. So he had provided opportunities for me to grow within the industry with women. And then communicating on a different level for one-to-ones, giving me the tools to build up a team. I went through the Sandler sales training program while I was working. That's pretty rare. But he also fostered a relationship that was very supportive of each other. And that's what I wanted to emulate with anyone that I had the ability to interact with moving forward. So that was my real first mentee experience.
And Meg, had you had a mentorship experience before FinServe?
Where I'm the mentor or the mentee?
No, where you are the mentee. Oh, okay. Or I mean, unless you've been a mentor also.
No. Yeah, this was the first time I've ever had a mentorship. And my school actually offers a mentorship program, but I don't know, I never got involved in it. And, you know, it just kind of stumbled upon me that Kellen was like, hey, let's meet. And I was like, you're right, we should be meeting. And after we had a couple of meetings, I just realized how important it was to my professional and personal growth. And I'm so thankful that I, you know, stumbled into it. It wasn't something that I had expected, but this being my first menteeship, I guess, it's just been so like profitable, not in the sense of like not monetarily, but just in my own life, it's been so profitable.
Was there anything that you like didn't expect to get out of it that you ended up getting out of this relationship and menteeship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess what I wasn't expecting was to feel a lot more solidified in my decisions. I know that I could go to Kellen and talk to her about what I was thinking, where I wanted to go, but she really helped me find an answer that fit where I want to go. When I first met Kellen, we had been talking about finance as my career, and I joined FinServe, and I just started realizing more and more that I wanted to kind of go the accounting route, but I wasn't really sure, and I didn't know if I would ever be sure. But Kellen helped me feel more solidified in that choice, and she helped me find internships that would best suit this. She connected me with people, and she helped guide me through the internship process itself. But I didn't really expect to feel so solidified in my career so early. I know that this won't be my career forever and that things change, but Kellen really helped me find out what I wanted to do in life and what my goals were like.
It pulls at heartstrings when you hear that, Meg, because there was so much that you did. And the reason why I was actually willing to meet with you is because you had such unbelievable questions at dinner. I don't know if you came prepared to dinner with questions to ask all of us, but I remember who I was sitting next to and the questions were awesome. And it wasn't just about the financial service space. I think we at one point were talking about relationships and why marriages were successful and what did you attribute that dating experience to? I mean, it was all over the map with the questions and answers on that. But I think that's what was so impressive is you came in super prepared to every single meeting and you wanted to know what was going on. And you know, we had a webinar, I think it was last month, Jamie, the kickoff to the next cohort. Was that last month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of our fellow advisory board members had spoken about the energy that comes out of meetings with mentors and mentees or new students or what that looks like. And Meg, you and I were meeting just a week later or a few days later. And I came off that call so inspired because of how motivated, prepared, and just excited about your life. Like, it was so good. And I got off that call and I was like, this is why we do this. And I sent that advisor a quick note just saying like, oh, I just got that high from this relationship. And it's so inspiring to see someone drive so hard when you give just a little bit back. And the reward that you get from those conversations. So I'm so proud of you.
That is so good to hear, Kellen. Thank you so much. It really has been so wonderful to be a part of this experience because I know that I can come to you not only with professional questions. You know, we've talked about all sorts of questions, like you mentioned in the dinner. I remember even asking you at that dinner, like, what credit card do I get? Like, just a yeah. lot of different questions that, you know, you don't know who to ask and it's hard to Google that. Just someone to help guide you through life and all questions are on the table.
Wait, yeah. So what credit card did you recommend and which one did you get that one?
So I remember that Kellen didn't really give me a straightforward answer as to company to go with, but to look into what you would want. You know, some credit cards kind of give you more benefits than others. And so depending on the benefit that I wanted, which I didn't end up getting a good credit card. So I did take her advice.
We talked a lot about the balance on the credit card. I think that was the key one, is let's not make the mistake of racking up a ton of debt. Jamie, what do you use?
Well, we used to have the same one, if you forgot. Like, remember, Sapphire Preferred one.
Yeah, we still have the same one.
Yeah, but they're different now. Like, we don't have the same cards.
You got a different card. They look different. That's right. Yeah, so Jamie and I would go out to dinner, Meg, and we'd throw down credit cards and play like this game of, okay, who do you actually think is Jamie and who do you think is Kellen? And like, Jamie, I think they only once got it right.
Yeah, more often they thought that I was Kellen and she was Jamie. Yeah. So, yeah, it happens. So my first credit card, Meg, though, was a Disney credit card. I don't remember who made it at the time, but I was going to go to Disney with my college girlfriend, and they had like special points and meal plan stuff attached to that credit card. So like, that's the credit card I got for the single purpose of going on that trip.
Wait, and now he's wearing a Mickey shirt.
I am. And I'm wearing a Mickey and Pluto shirt right now. But I did make a credit card mistake as it relates to that credit card, which is I closed that one out at some point when I got a new card because I didn't know that I should keep that one open anyways. And that's kind of Dr. David Roney and I have a different episode of the FinServe podcast. We actually talk about credit cards and credit. And that is one of the things we shared on there, is actually keeping those accounts open. Even if you shred, get rid of the card, link it to your other accounts, you move forward. Because you want to track them. You don't want to just ignore it because somebody can get the numbers and fraud can occur nowadays. But you don't want to shut them down because they do, the length of time that your credit is open goes into your credit score. So it's actually an important thing. Whatever that first credit card you set up is likely one you want to keep open, you know, for a long period of time. We'll be right back with the show. But first, I wanted to tell you a bit about our sponsor and the production company behind the FinServe podcast, PodPony. Are you on the lookout for a podcast producer? How about a content boost or even someone to help take your brand to the next level? Well, let's face it, creating content and keeping up with a content schedule just isn't easy. That's where PodPony comes in, your all-in-one content partner for thought leaders and business owners. From media coaching, podcast production, blogs, webinars, newsletters, website support, social media, or any other facet of the content world, they've got you covered. From initial concepts and strategies to production and distribution, the experts at PodPony are with you every step of the way. They'll help you create customized content that turns heads and brings in business. All you have to do is show up and do what you love. They'll handle the rest. So saddle up with PodPony by visiting podpony.com and start your content journey today. Now, back to the show.
Oh gosh, I never knew that. That's so interesting.
Meg, what'd you go with?
I have Discover right now, like the student version, and they let you pick the picture on the front of your card. I picked this a couple months ago, and so I picked like a cat. Like just this like kitten, because I was like, oh, that's so cute. But I didn't realize that it just feels like kind of inappropriate in some situations when I'm paying for things.
Okay, so mine was a polar bear.
Everyone comments on it.
Oh no, in my first credit card, same thing. I had a polar bear on mine. Yeah, you could pick it. I don't know what it was. It was a Visa of some sorts, but yeah, you could actually pick the animal. Did you get to pick the animal?
Yeah.
On yours?
Well, mine was Mickey Mouse on it. Yeah. It was a Disney card, so it had Mickey on it. So it was like a blue, and red Mickey card.
Okay, so we've never done this, Meg. We're going off script here. If you were to, if you were to define yourself as an animal, like, do you have a spirit animal?
I do. I feel like it's hard because I want to pick like a rabbit or a bird for very different reasons, but I actually have a pet rabbit. So I feel like I really resonate with you know, just kind of like going in a little hole and chilling out and just kind of calm.
Oh, love it.
What about you both?
Jamie, you go.
You go, Kellen. Oh. Well, I love turtles, so that's up there for me. But actually, my dog Baxter, which we said have a, you know, a thing of him. Also, he looks just like me, so like we look identical. And there's a photo somewhere out there of like when I had really long hair and I was laying on him, and like our hair's all intertangled, and you really can't tell when Baxter starts and stops and I start. So that's yeah, he's definitely my spirit animal. He's in, you know, he was in the room earlier. I think he's left since this interview, but he was around for Kate and Valentina when we recorded about a half hour ago. He likes to come join podcasts. He's barked in many a podcast over the last 5 years.
Yeah, I could see the turtle. I feel like Baxter's more like your brother. I would say, well, my favorite animal is a polar bear. Is it my spirit animal? I don't know. I kind of really love the idea of being in the water. So I guess polar bear kind of works half of that, but maybe a dolphin, a whale. Like, I thought it was really funny when those orcas were, like, taking out those ships, those, like, fishing boats. Did you guys hear about this? Like, I would totally be part of that group that's like, let's so mess with the humans. Like, this is a great idea.
Okay. Well, I'm going to shift to something else besides orcas and boats. But Meg, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit. So you've been part of the mentorship program. You also got the opportunity to come back to Excel, a conference that FinServ takes students and FinServ fellows out to. And you got to speak on a panel there to the current FinServ fellow students. Tell me a little bit about that experience and what that was like.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I can't be more grateful for Kellen because she's always connecting me with the coolest opportunities, like, you know, flying out to Tennessee and this podcast. And gosh, it's just so wonderful. And I think, when was it? September of this year was that panel. I was really nervous because it felt, well, I was kind of just speaking to my peers, people who are just similar in age to me. And I've never been in a position like that. I've also never considered myself to be someone that people can learn something from. I feel like I'm, you know, too young for that. And I have a lot more ahead of me than I have behind me. And before going to that panel, I had to kind of overcome that, like, you know, thing in my head that's telling me, like, what are you going to talk about? Who's going to listen to that? And realize that I do have something behind me. You know, I have some experience that I can pull from and talk about. And it was so fascinating to sit there and have people ask me questions and be curious about it. It was my first situation ever being in that. So it was really wonderful because it helped me reflect on my experiences as a mentee and what that looks like moving forward, and also be able to share my knowledge with my peers.
I love that. And yeah, you know, I think it's amazing when you get those first opportunities and the people that bring them to you to be in front of a group and talk, and, you know, those lead to the next thing, right? And now you've done it once. And, you know, so if anyone ever asks, you're like, yeah, I've done that before. I've been on a panel. I can do that again.
Yeah.
And it'll go from there. So first of many. So you ran through with Kellen the 6-month mentorship program as we structured it kind of at FinServ. And how is the, you know, as you transition out of that, how's that relationship change? You know, because part of these conversations we're doing is also highlighting the fact that, yes, there's a program that we put in place, but it doesn't have to end there. And so how has that shifted with the two of you?
It's been really wonderful because we used to meet more frequently when we were in this. And that was so helpful when I was in a stage in life where I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was deciding between internships, deciding what I wanted to do next and my goals. And so it was really helpful to meet with someone very often to help discuss this. You know, I don't usually put time aside to think about my life plan. It's very stressful. And so it's nice to just have someone to kind of battle that with. And moving towards more spaced out meetings has been super helpful because I kind of have more of an idea. Like I said before, I feel more solidified in my decisions and I know what I'm going to do in the next 2 years, or at least the next year, thanks to Kellen. And I have less to talk about. I have less to kind of figure out, but it's still been nice to just catch up with Kellen and maintain this relationship. And figuring out that like this relationship isn't just for me to like figure out my professional goals. It's also just to like get to know someone who's also in this industry and also just kind of growing, being human and connect with other people.
I love that, Meg. Yeah, we were fortunate to do the program, meet once a month, which is what the mentorship program is. And it's been really, really fun to watch the program grow. So for all of the students that have not participated in the program, it's a 6-month program. The mentors come in from the industry and you get matched up based on a survey that we send out to try and align with what you're trying to achieve. Which was so great about Meg is we met in person before this actually happened. So that was at a women's event. And, you know, I've seen so much evolve in you, Meg, being able to get on a panel and speak on a podcast. You represent yourself so well, but you talk about being this bunny that goes into a like a hole or a little whatever they go into and burrowing in. I mean, that is not, if I was to pick an animal, that is not what I would pick for you because you charge. And I'm so, so proud of the growth that I've seen with you and the no hesitation at all. I mean, I think you were ready to jump on a webinar last week when I was like, hey, you want to come talk about mentorship? And you're like, what is it? And I'm like, no. And you're like, oh, I'll be there in 30 minutes. It's like, you can't swing it that fast. But I mean, that alone, you know, in the college moments of trying to figure out who you are, like that vulnerability, that risk, that drive, it's all there. So impressive.
Meg, I'd love to close out with a little bit of this kind of question answer from you, which is if you're talking to you know future FinServ students or FinServ fellows that are currently in the program that haven't taken advantage of mentorship yet, what kind of advice or feedback would you give them?
I would say to try to always say yes. Obviously, stay true to yourself and your schedule and know what you are able to do and what you can't. But this is something that I've learned from Kellen is she's thrown a lot of amazing opportunities at me, like the webinar, like this podcast, the panel. And I've tried every time to just say yes, even if it's out of my comfort zone. Like I know that going to a panel, I was feeling out of my comfort zone. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But by saying yes and just believing that my mentor knows what's best for me. She can help kind of drive me to go out of my comfort zone and improve on that. I would say that my advice is just to say yes to all of or any opportunity that you can that comes your way because it helps you grow no matter which way you are growing.
I love that. And, you know, Kellen, any parting, you've gotten to set up mentorship programs at employers and kind of for the industries through something like FinServ Foundation. For the advisors and professionals out there, what advice do you give them when it comes to mentorship or putting a program in place or getting involved?
Yeah, if you're looking to do it within your firm, that process is very different than just offering your time. So I think it's trying to understand what you're looking that outcome to be. If it's, I want to bring in a program to the firm that I actually am with, you know, call me, KellenVanBrown@gmail.com, Kellen@FinServFoundation.org, and we'll talk about how to actually do that because there's a very clear way to make it successful, you know, finding the right champions to form a committee and then building out the program so that you can sell it to the right people. So that's one piece. But for the people that are wanting to just give time back to the next generation of our future leaders is I would not look at it as something stressful or exhausting. When you get into these meetings and have an opportunity to make impact, you're not trying to help them change the world in this moment. You're trying to make them better so that they can serve the world better. And the little small pieces of advice can literally change the trajectory that they're on. So the greatest advice I can say is give it a shot. See if it's part of who you are, if mentorship is something that can make a difference. And it really doesn't take that much time. And with FinServe specifically, we actually give you all the tools every single month to guide those questions and conversations so that it is a successful relationship.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on, talking about your experience, Meg, with mentorship and FinServe and how you're growing into your professional life. And I love the clarity that you found on what you're going to do. And, you know, just it's been a fun conversation. And Kellen, thanks for, you know, leading out there when it comes to mentorship and working with FinServe and all the students that are looking for this type of opportunity. So I really appreciate both of you taking this time out to do this. And now, Meg, you've done a speaking event and podcast. So another two things checked off the list. So
thank you so much, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.